It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Parkville, Missouri, where tonight from the Breckin Sports Arena on the University of Park College University campus. Men's college basketball coming up. Ladies game in the booth, guys game next. And the PA guy, he's going to introduce the starters to the crowd. I have some crowds developed here. So let me share the starters with you. What do you say? First of all, for the Pirates, Mark coming into the ball game tonight at 9-15, 7-13 in the conference center. 18th season head coach Jason Klein. Kind of a familiar group of guys. They've been on this team for a while with DeMarcus Hudson, a 6'4 junior out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. AJ Watson, he's out of Kansas City, Kansas, a senior at 5'10. Junior forward, 6'2. Long Island, New York native, Josiah Barnes. Jake Robinson from New Orleans. He's a 6'5" junior. And in the middle, it's Augusto. Augusto Hausman, 6'6" senior from Santa Cruz del Sol, Brazil. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody in his 11th season. Benedictine, 8-15 of the year, 7-13 in the conference. Yeah, see the similarity here? Benedictine, 8-15, Park is 9-15. In a conference, both teams, 7-13. Great matchup coming up, and the Ravens are going to be starting Ezra Dagoffa, the 6'1 junior from New Zealand. From Kansas City, Missouri, it's 6'2 senior Ahmad Lewis. From Lee Summit, sophomore Bryson LaRue, 6'2. Andover, Kansas native, 6'1 senior Brake Belt. And at the 5 for Benedictine tonight, Henry Gino Corridori. Gino's a 6'8 junior from Littleton, Colorado. And when these two teams met earlier up in the NOLA Gymnasium, the first game of 2024, it was a good win for Benedictine. The Ravens winning that one 70-63. And see, it's the numbers, it's the magic, keeping your opponent to 65 or under for the Ravens. That usually is a harbinger of really good things. See if they can duplicate that here in this one tonight. Ravens and their traveling black with red and white. Clark University in the home whites with maroon and gold. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming out into the middle, it is going to be Robinson and Corridori. The ball is up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Park. Pirates are coming up the floor with it, and we are underway. They'll skip over to the left side. Augusto backs in. No room. Out on top. Three. Launch in and out. Nope. Rebound. Corridori. Here comes Benedictine back the other way. Ravens up the floor with a basketball, and topside with it is going to be Ezra. Gets it to Gino. Back to Ezra, left wing. Ravens being patient. We're just a half a minute into this thing. No points in the game. Down to the baseline is going to be Belt. Shot clock's at 7. Belt skips it, and the ball is going to be booted all the way into the backcourt. He had a wide open corridor, and then the ball is kicked. It goes all the way to the other end of the floor. Ravens are going to be putting it in play in front of Coach Klein in the park bench. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. 19-19 to go in the first half. No score yet. Ravens with their first possession. Comes out on top by Goffa. Ezra playing off the screen. The feed to the left. The baseline 3. Ahmad misses it. Ezra with the rebound. Benedict is going to reset the offense. Good rebound for Goffa. Driving in. Ahmad back out on top. Ezra drives down the right side of the lane. Coles pulls the defense in, twists and turns and shoots and misses. And then we're going to get a foul. The foul is going to be on Park and Benedict. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be the first foul of the game for DeMarcus Hudson. Ezra Vigoffa steps to the line. Takes his time, eyes it up, sends it on its way. We still do not have a point in the game. One more shot coming up for Ezra. Young man eyes this one and misses them both. Here comes Park, still a scoreless game. Up the floor to basketball this time, down the left side with it is going to come Watson. He'll work his way out to the top. A.J. feeds it back to the left. Houseman on the floor one time, about 4 steps into the lane, misses the shot. Tip shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Corridori, and the defender bear hugs him from behind. No foul called. Here comes Vigoffa up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side to Ahmad. Lewis kicks it out on top. Gino for 3. Whoa, the big man. Corridori puts the first points in the ballgame on the board, and Benedictine breaks out on top 3-0. Took them a while. We're at 18-20 to go in the first half. Men's college basketball, new set of rules. We got halves. We've got 1-1s. We have all those old school things. Here's a runner from 13. It's going to be up and in. Josiah Barnes for Park will have his team's first points, and the Ravens lead cut to a point at 3-2. 17:50 to go here in the very first half. Bryce in the room, touching the ball, maybe for the first time tonight. Gets it over to Belt, goes into the lane, loses the handle on it. Belt will turn it over. Here come the Pirates. Park running it into the forecourt. Park going from right to left across Shadal, by the way, here in the opening half. Lob comes out on top between the circle to Josiah Barnes. They'll feed it over to the left side. Back and in is going to be Robinson. No room. Out on top. The wide open uncontested 3 is going to be buried. I mean, there was not a defender within many, many feet of A.J. Watson. Park takes a 5-3 lead. 17-17 to go. First half. Long 3 is airborne. Won't go for LaRue. Here come the Pirates. Accelerating. Going all the way to the baseline. One hand push pass out on top. Swings it over to the left. And the Ravens defense recovers quickly. For a moment, Barnes thought he was going to have an easy shot, and the defense got in front of him. Now he'll put up one in the lane and draw a foul. The whistle is going to be on Bryson LaRue. It'll be Bryson's first foul, and Benedictine team foul 1 tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Park, it's going to be Jaden Robinson. Jaden stands in here, the 6'5" junior from New Orleans, Louisiana. His first shot up and in. Well, let me fix that. That's going to be Josiah Barnes up there. I thought it was going to be Robinson, so let me fix that. Barnes' first one is up and in. Barnes is a 6'2" junior from Long Island. Second free throw. Got them both. Parker's leaped to a 7-3 lead over the Ravens just inside 17 minutes ago in the first half after BC scores the first 3 points of the game. Park has scored the next 7. And now Corridori loses the handle on the ball down to the baseline. Park's going to steal it away. Here come the Pirates. Into the forecourt. It's A.J. Watson. A.J. dumps it over to the left side. And a crossover at the baseline. Two-handed shot goes up. And just going to be blocked away. Robinson tumbles to the floor, but jumps quickly to his feet. He's okay. Little runner from the right side is up and good. A.J. Watson hitting a three, now hitting a running two. Parker scored 9 unanswered, and with 16 minutes to go in the first half, leads 9-3. By Goffer from the left elbow. Comes out on top to Belt. Braden, backdoor. Geno, two-handed dunk is going to be blocked from behind, and it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. Corey Dory lying on the floor, not hurt, probably more embarrassed that he had that thing rejected from behind by Jaden Robinson. He got upstairs, and the two-handed stuff was slapped out of his hands. Back up with Wycombe the Pirates. 15:55 to go in the first half. Parkwood to basketball, leading it by a half dozen. Cleaving in, the feet underneath, the crossover layup, got it. Ravens need to get timeout, and they're going to take it right here. We'll take a break with Benedictine. Timeout of the court, 15:47 to go in the first half here in Parkville, Missouri. It's the Pirates, 11, Benedictine 3.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, Benedictine coming out of the timeout, I look out of the floor and see no changes to the personnel. Bygoffa, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Corridori, still the Benedictine 5, and Park is going to apply full court pressure on the inbound, and the Ravens will break it down the left side with Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad will bring it all the way to the free throw. Right side it goes to Belt. He'll be left alone, and before the shot, we have an illegal screen set by Ahmad Lewis. It'll be his first foul of the game, and the Ravens team foul two. You know what I'm going to suggest? That you make a call to Ken at Hamada Wealth Management, 913-379-8690. Write that down, 913-379-8690. Call Ken and review your retirement plan. Parkwood basketball, 15:20 to go in the opening half. Here's Augusto Hausman, swings it back over to the left side. Barnes, Josiah, Ken the corner, out on top. And when it goes to the corner, a little sidestep by DeMarcus Hudson goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to get it back in play. So Park will not be able to complete that sequence, and the Ravens are going to make their first substitution of the contest. Checking in for head coach Moody is going to be Larry Parker. Larry is a 6'4" freshman from here in Kansas City area. It'll come into LaRue. 15:50 to go in the opening half. Benedictine scored early and have not scored in a long time. Here's Belt, goes in, up, missed the layup. Was there a foul in that? Yes. It took a moment for the whistle to sound, but Jaden Robinson is going to be called for his first foul tonight. It'll be Park team foul two. Each team has a pair of fouls, and at the line for BC, a really good shooter in Braden Belt. His first of two free throws is in. And Benedictine scores for the first time in just right at 4 minutes. Second free throw, and it's going to be very short. Hausman rebounds it down. It's 11-4 Park, and we go inside 15 to play in the opening half. Pirates bringing it up the court with A.J. Watson. Watson goes way over to the right side near the 28-foot mark, kind of stumbles out of bounds, but prior to getting out of play, he will get a pass away, and now a foul by Ezra Bygoffa. Here's the thing about Park, very fast. They get a very quick first step as a defender. If you're playing very close to them, that guy is going to be past you and around you and inside you before you get a chance to look. Here's Hausman turning in. He's going to spin and travel with the basketball for the second time tonight. And Benedictine will be putting it in play, and once again, they're going to be putting in a play against some full court pressure. It'll come into LaRue, back to Parker, pulls up his dribble, he's in trouble, passed away and stolen by Park. Pirates coming up with a free basketball, and Josiah Barnes will lob it out on top. A.J. Watson running the ball club with 14 and a half to go in the opening half. Watson to the left end, dribble in front of the Benedictine bench, in front of Iacocca, gets it over to Barnes, lobs it out on top to Hausman, back over to the left side, A.J. Takes it down baseline. Augusto cuts into the middle and lays it in. Hausman's first points of the game. Ravens go down 9. It is 13-4 with 14 minutes to play in the first half. And so it'll pass down to Corey Dory. He's tumbling out of bounds, but is able to very alertly slap the ball out of play off of DeMarcus Hudson. Ravens are going to have it into the baseline. 20 on the shot clock. It comes into Braden Belt. Belt comes into the lane, plays off a screen, has no shot, goes to Parker. Larry down the left side of the lane, changes direction, goes to the right, kisses it off the window and missing it. And a rebound again. Pirates, nothing but white jerseys beneath the goal, and Park, an easy rebound. Hausman brings it to the left side, dumps it into the corner with a three-point shot, hits the side of the backboard, the ball loose on the floor, bounce four, and pick back up at the Pirates. Left side is going to be A.J. Watson lobs it off on top. Here's a very long three straight away. Up and good. Josiah Barnes. He's got a three. He's got a two. He's got a couple of free throws, and he has been playing well at the onset of this ball game, giving his Pirate team a 12-point lead. It is 16-4, 13-20 to go in the first half. Park at home here tonight, and the Raven upcourt pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and Benedictine is going to make multiple substitutions. Park is going to make a pair. Coming into the game for, first of all, for Coach Klein, Christian Bradford, a 6'4 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, and Eli Habighorst, a 6-foot junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Ravens have the ball batted away, and is it going to go out of bounds? Is it going to be saved? Is there going to be a foul on Benedictine? I think there is. Yep, it's going to be a quick foul on Ahmad Lewis. He just came back into the game, and in less than 5 seconds, he'll have picked up his second foul of the night. Okay, the Raymond Five out there. Jack Vanderwood, he's out there. Anthony Hall is on the floor. Bryson LaRue, Larry Parker, and also Vince Duca, the 6'7 sophomore. So for Benedictine, there is one starter out there, and that is Ahmad Lewis. Little pull-up jumper from 18, misses, and a rebound underneath. Pulled down by Jack. Savannah Woody coming down with the basketball, and Benedictine inside 13 to go in the opening half. Up the floor with it, down a dozen. It's 16-4. Ahmad works his way to the left side, backs away, keeps the dribble alive, now attacks the bucket, goes up from the left block, hits the bucket. Give him the score and one. Official coming over to the scoring table saying, count the bucket. The foul is going to be on A.J. Watson. It'll be his first and Park University team foul three. And as Ahmad gets his first point of the game, he's got a chance at his third also. Anthony Hall, a 6'5 sophomore from Kansas City. We're going to get Ezra checking back in. Free throw. Yes. And Ahmad Lewis has 3 points as he's going to check out. Mentioned Jack Vanderwood out there from Noakesville, Virginia. He is a 6'4" sophomore. Vince Duca, 6'7" sophomore from Budapest. Here comes Park with the basketball. 12 and a half to go in the opening half. Game moving along at a decent clip. Park will have it way out on the right side and dribbling it out toward the top. In the game, that's going to be Caleb Bolton from Kansas City, Missouri, out of Fort Scott Community College. Drives across the baseline, squaring up. 3-point shot, wide left. Rebound is going to be tipped around, pulled back down by the Pirates. Feed to the right side. The finger roll is up and good. Jaden Robinson. That'll be his 4th point of the ball game, and it is now an 18-7 Park lead as we go inside 12 to go in the first half. Cross court, it goes for Benedictine. Bryson underneath, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. That'll be foul number 2 for Park's Jaden Robinson, and I suspect Coach Klein is going to be pulling him out of the game. Is yeah, we see the warm-up coming off for Gaji Gavala. Gaji Gavala is a 6'7" junior from Georgia. Now, we're not talking like Atlanta or something. We're talking about the country of Georgia. Free throws up and good. Price in the roof, and he misses the first, hits the second. It is 18-8. Benedictine down 10 at 11:40 to go in the opening half. Park brings it up the floor. That's going to be Habegorst. Out on top, Watson, A.J., all the way to the baseline. The ball is loose. It's bounding around. Park's able to pick it up, dumps it over to the left side, but a baseline three is airborne and short. Rebound, Park's going to clear it back down. The feed across to the left side, and driving in, we're going to get a whistle, and Pirates are going to turn it over with the travel. All of that traffic and all of that moving around, ultimately somebody had to move a foot, and that's what happens here, and the Ravens are going to be in play in the backcourt against full court pressure. 11:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine with a basketball. They scored the first points of the game, and now the cross-court pass is going to go out of bounds. The official on the far side, near the point at which it had gone out of play, indicates it's Park's basketball, but everybody on the near side said a Park player had touched it, and the call is going to be... The officials are still chit-chatting about it, and it's going to be Park basketball. 18-8 Pirates with 11:11 to go in the first half. Thompson with it. Habegorst goes right side. The feed across. The jumper for three. Good from deep for the left side. That bucket from way outside, and Park will stretch its lead. The feed underneath. Batted away. Park coming back up with a basketball. They'll drive down. Goes in. Goes up. The layup. Missed. And rebound pulled down by Jack. Vander Woody coming down with the basketball and up court with it. Benedictine is going to be slapped away and knocked away again. And this time it is going to be BC basketball from deep in the backcourt. Oh, 10:44 to go in the opening half. I'm adding a player, a new player. Kalen Bolton. For Park, he's 6'2" sophomore from Kansas City. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by some 13. It's 21-8. Out on top, Jack goes three, buries it, Vanderwood. That young man has a great eye. He's an outstanding shooter. And picks up his first points of the game right there. With 10:20 to go, approaching the midpoint of the opening half, Benedictine finds themselves down 10. It is 21-11. Feed over to the right side, just outside the lane. Now a three straight away. It's going to be way off the mark by Christian Bradford. Park rebounds it down, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Do we have a timeout taken? Coach stepping out, the official's talking to him, and we're going to get it. Here we are. We're taking a break with the Ravens. It is going to be the under 10 media break is what I think they're going to call for us here. So, Joseph, let's do it. 9:57 to go in the opening half here in Parkville, Missouri. Pirates 21, Benedictine 11.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hey, tomorrow night on Kent Radio, join us right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, where you're going to learn everything that's going on in and around the Carroll Listening area. Probably around 5:15, 5:20, join Gus and me for Sports Look We're going to catch you up to speed on high school, college, and more, and kind of get you maybe a little bit of a preview, see how sub-states are shaking out as we go into the last, 10 days of the basketball season. Hard to believe. These Ravens have 3 games left in the regular season after tonight. Ladies games going on around the conference tonight. I don't know if that Mid-America game just didn't happen or what, because it has never appeared. Park over Benedictine, of course, the game you heard here on Cure Radio was Mount Mercy, defeating Culver Stockton by 14. Missouri Valley, a 10-point win at home over Central Methodist. Clark wins by 15 at home against Grandview, and Murray State, a 91-77 W at Graceland. Coming out of the Raven timeout, or maybe the media timeout, with 9:57 to go in the first half. Benedictine is going to be on the floor with, who are we going to have out here? They're just now coming off the near side, and on the court for the Ravens, we're going to have Vicoffa, Vanderwood, Hall, LaRue, and Corridori. And here comes Benedictine into the forecourt, breaks the pressure. Gina's playing it up top of the key, puts it on the floor one time, back over to the left side. LaRue goes down the left side of the lane. Two defenders jump in front of him, feeds across. Corridori for the easy layup. Gino has 5. Give LaRue the assist. It is 21-13 with 9:20 to play in the first half. Park with the basketball, up 8. Pirates will work around to the right side. Again, there's a nice crowd. Here's a 3. No. And a long rebound. Gino had it, lost it. Jack picks it up, and the Ravens run it up the floor. Right side, Bryson. LaRue goes all the way, coast to coast, in and out, no good. Rebound to go back down is going to be the Pirates. That is Gavalia. And spatted away, saved by Park, down to the right side. The cut to the baseline, and they'll cross it over. Right now, it's just a little wild and woolly out on the floor. Here's a baseline 3. That's an air ball caught on the fly by Ezra, and Benedictine coming back the other way. These are a couple of teams with, I mean, for either one of these teams to make the postseason conference tournament, first of all, they cannot lose another game, and you got to have a lot of help. Each one is 7-win team. Both of them are 7-13. There are a couple of teams ahead of them in the 6, 7, 8 spots in the conference that have 10 wins. So not only to get to the tournament is one of these two teams going to have to win out, but they're going to have to get a little help along the way. So they're playing like a couple of teams who are playing. And here's a 3 for Belt. Nope. Rebound slapped around. And Parks is going to come down with a loose basketball. It's going to be, again, Bolton coming up with the ball. And up the floor, Pirates into the forecourt. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Habighorst with the ball. Habighorst out of Las Vegas, Nevada. 6-foot guard. Dumps it over to the left side. Accelerates to the baseline, spinning from the block. The shot misses, and Corridori mishandles it. Gino had it. I think it was kind of transferring from the left hand to the right. Probably took his eye off the ball and deciding where he was going to be going with an outlet pass, and it just gets away from him and goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to turn it back over, and Park will make multiple substitutions. For the Ravens, an opportunity to get back into this thing as Park has not scored in its last 6 possessions. 3.5 minutes since the Pirates have put anything on the board, and they've only hit 1 of their last 8 shots. So, baseline jumper here for 3. Won't go. Rebound. Vander Moody, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to run it up the floor with 7:20 to go in the first half. Low-scoring game. That is very appealing to this Benedictine men's team. Their defense is so good, and they kind of hang their hat on playing that D. Here's a Corridori 3. It's very wide to the left side. Rebounding it off the floor. It's going to be Bolton. Here comes Park. All the way down the floor, over to the left side. The ball is going to be slapped away, and apparently as it hits the floor and bounces up into Jack's hands, the official said it had touched the baseline, so it'll be off Benedictine. And Park will have it in at their offensive end. Ravens are going to take Anthony Hall out of the game and bring Larry Parker in. As Park will bring it in with 23 on the shot clock. Inside 7 to go in the opening half. Game moving along briskly. Out on top, working around to, from one side to the other, is going to be A.J. Watson. Now all the way out to the center circle. Quick first step, starts to drive in, backs away, working against Ezra. Down at the baseline, shot is going to be blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Gino. So Corey Dory blocks away the 5'10" guard, A.J. Watson, shot. Going to come back in and get a Park. 6 on the shot clock. They'll feed it in underneath, and as the layup goes up, a little shove in the back. The bucket does not go down, but Parker's going to commit the personal foul. Larry picking up foul number 1. Benedictson picking up, what, team foul 5? 2 of them on Ahmad Lewis. And at the free throw line, the first shot clanks around. It's no good. Gagi Gavalia, G-A-G-I-G-B-A-L-I-A. Second free throw is good. And it's down 22-13. And we're at the 6:40 mark of the opening half. Ravens start to bring it up. Lob over to the left side to Belch. Ravens need Belch to get some of those points that he's so used to doing. Right now he's got 1 on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Vander Witte drives all the way to the outside of the block on the right side. No shot. The defense cuts him off. Brings it back out on top. Parker kicks it back over to Jack. Deep in the baseline right. Buries a 3, and there it is. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Jack Vander Witte. 22-16, and suddenly the Ravens down a moment ago by 13. Are right back to a 2-possession deficit. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Park with the ball up top side to Augusto Hausman. Hausman in, up, shot, batted away, stolen back, and fallen up and in by Gavalia. Roddy will have his 3rd point of the game, and it's 24-16. Pirates in front, belt into the forecourt. 5.5 to go in the first half. Braden starts into the lane, backs away to the free throw line, hits it over to Jack. Fandewitty works down toward the bottom, topside belt. They've done a great job of keeping him from getting anything away. Baseline jump shot. Jack hits another one. The last one deep in the right corner. This one for Jack deep in the left corner. He's got 3 threes, and the Ravens are back to within 5. 24-19. 5:10 left in the first half. Men's college basketball here in the heart of America Athletic Conference. Shot from the left side. It's up and good, and there's a 3 of their own for the Pirates. Josiah Barnes, his 2nd 3, and he is at 10 points now. 27-19. Vander Witte into the forecourt, and
10-second violation.
The Ravens are going to turn it over on the upcourt play. So a great break for the Pirates, and Benedictson is going to use this opportunity to rotate their point guard, taking Ezra out of the ballgame, and returning to the floor, it's going to be Ahmad Lewis. Also, a late addition is going to be Bryson LaRue. He's going to be in for Jack. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the opening half of the men's game. 27-19. Park with the lead. And they're going to be putting the ball in play in their offensive end. It's going to be A.J. Watson taking the inbound pass. Gets it over to Barnes. Now over to the left side. They'll feed underneath to Hausman. Kicks it out on top. Another 3. Launch. This one's not going to go. And the rebound pulled down by LaRue, who was snuck up on from behind by Josiah Barnes, and he slaps it out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in at their baseline. Ahmad Lewis, Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, Larry Parker, Gino Corridori. The 5 of the court for Ravens and 11th season head coach Ryan Moody. BC will bring it up. Still on the backcourt. Skip pass across the timeline to LaRue. Ahmad will take it. Plays off a Corridori screen. Now kicks it to Gino after he gets around 4:20 to go in the half. Parker, 9 on the shot clock to Gino, backing in on Hausman. Now he's going to be double-teamed, but the 2 big guys shoots it off the window and missed it. Rebound Park. Gino had 2 huge guys. Park's got 2 really, really big men on the floor right now. Hausman is about 6'7", and Cavalier is 6'8". The feed underneath, driving to the left side. The shot is up and missing, but Apollo is going to go in, but wave it off. after the first shot attempt, a foul is going to be called on Corey Dorey. First foul of the ball game by Geno, so the shot does not count, but a couple of free throws are on tap for Cavalia. He is one of two at the line tonight with 3 points. This one, yes. And Benedictine, who a moment ago had cut the Park lead to 5, goes right back down 9. One more shot coming up for Cavalia. Duca comes in for Benedictine. Second free throw is also good. 3:57 to go in the first half. Here come the Ravens, trying to get 29-19. So 5 unanswered for Park. Push him right back to that double-digit lead. Ravens are going to work it into the middle against this player D. Comes out on top. LaRue, or rather, Belt for 3. Thing spins around and kicks back out. And Braden looking to get a shot to fall for him right now. Park will come back up the other way, leading by 10 and now leading by 12 on a driving floater by A.J. Watson. Watson's 7th point tonight. 31-19. Park has rolled off 7 consecutive points. Out on top is going to be Parker. Back over to the left side. A running shot is up and short. And Ahmad getting his own rebound and his own putback has points number 5. 31-21. We go inside 3 to play in the first half. So again for Benedictine, the last time these two teams played, it was a Raven win 70-63. Here's a 3-pointer. Wow! Buried A.J. Watson. He is the second Park player to be a double-figure scoring. We've still got 2.5 to go first half. 34-21. Here comes Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to turn it back over. 10 seconds closely guarded. Ravens could not get it across midcourt. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Moody. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Ravens. Joseph, we've got 2:27 to go in the first half of the guys' game. Park 34, Benedictine 21.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in Parkville, Missouri. We were talking about the ladies' games and running down the scores of all of those. We did not have that Mid-America score with Baker, but it was the Lady Pioneers winning it 70-60 tonight. So Mid-America continues to have just an outstanding season. Ravens down 13 with about 10 minutes to go in the half. Go on a nice run. Cut it to 6. Cut it to 5. And then, in the last, I'm doing my quick math in my head here, 3 minutes and 37 seconds, Parker scored 8 unanswered, gone right back up 13. Here come the Pirates, putting the ball in play after the timeout. 34-21 Park. Raven fans got 2 more chances to see this Benedictine team in the Nolan Gymnasium this season. Here's a little running shot, up no good, rebound tipped out Parker. Clears it down. Benedictine is 2-on-4 up the court. Larry's going to take it to the rack, miss it. Rebound. Duca saves it. On the floor once, twice, and he's going to have it stripped away from him. Big guy driven to the basketball, and Josiah Barnes took advantage of the opportunity to steal it away, and now it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Parker. Larry making a nice headlong dive on the defensive play to reject that ball out of bounds. And for Benedictine, another rotation of players into the game. We've got Vince Duca and Ezra Vigapa out there. Jack Vanderwoody. Who else do we have? We've got Bryson Maru. And we've also got Anthony Hall. So there's your Raven 5 out there. We're at a minute 45 to go in the first half. Shot up blocked by Hall. What a job. BC up court. Jack sidesteps his defender, goes three, and hits another one. Man. Jack can throw him down from outside. That is his fourth three-point shot of the night. And it's 34-24. And a minute 25 to go in the first half. Park can get this thing down to under a minute. The feet across to the right side, and a little bucket step by DeMarcus Hudson, and he just kind of looks at the floor and has a frustrated look that he was so close to the side that he reached back with that rear foot and stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Here comes Benedictine. This time they will break the pressure into the forecourt with the outlet pass. And at 1 minute to play in the half, Ravens run the offense. Here's LaRue. Cuts into the middle, loses the handle on it. It's going to go out of bounds, and BC will throw it away. Focus seems to be a bit of a problem here with a minute to go in the opening half. 34-24, Park at home in front. All right, going to let that ball roll for a while, and now they'll pick it up into the forecourt at 55 to go. Running a little motion now. Right side is going to be Hudson. Kicks it over to Barnes. Back out on top to Watson. Goes into the lane. Stumbles, trips, falls in. They're going to call the Ravens for a foul. It'll be team foul 7. And the Pirates will come to the line 1+. Anthony Hall going to be whistled for that one. It'll be his first foul of the game. And as I mentioned, Benedict and team foul 7. Coming to the line is AJ. He's got 10 points already. He's not had a free throw yet tonight. A couple of threes, a couple of twos. And he's there 1+. A.J. Watson, a 5'10" hometown guy from the Kansas City area. First free throw is good. His 11th point of the game. That makes him the leading scorer for Park. And in the game, trailing only Jack Vanderwoody with 4 threes and a dozen. Second free throw is also good. 36-24 Pirates. 46 seconds to go in the opening half. Now, Park's going to make a really big adjustment. They're going to take out one of their big guys, Hausman, and bring in a very little guy. And Benedictine continues to have trouble getting it up the floor. They will just in time. Vanderwoody goes through. This one's going to come up a little bit short of the rebound. It's loose on the floor, being tipped around. Park hauls it down. Shot clock and game clock separated by about 1.5 seconds. As the Pirates can roll this thing down to very near the end of the half with this possession. It looks like that's what they're going to intend to do. Just Watson holding it up topside. About a step and a half across the timeline. Now with 10, they'll start the move. Watson just going to back away, pull up for three, nails it. Wow, A.J. Watson. Now the Ravens are going to bring it in, and it's stolen by Park, but they can't hit the bucket of the buzzer. And the teams are at halftime. We'll be back here at Parkville, Missouri, to summarize the opening half for you in this men's college game. Where? At the break. It's Park 39, Benedictine 24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Yeah.
You know, statistically, when you kind of look at the numbers from the first half for these two teams, they're just not that different when you look at things like field goal percentages. Benedict 38%, Park 39%. Three-point shooting. In fact, the Ravens are doing better, 45-40. Free throw percentage, the Ravens are suffering, only 3 of 7, and Park 7 of 8. But Ravens, again, kind of like the ladies' game earlier, a lot of turnovers. 11 first-half turnovers for the Benedictine men. They've also been out-rebounded in the course of the first half. And let's just run down through the numbers as the Ravens trail by 15 at halftime. Park, they're led by Watson. And AJ's had a huge first half, 15 first half points, 5 of 10 shooting the ball, 3 of 5 from outside, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Following him, also double figures for Josiah Barnes. He's got 10, 5 in the first half for Kaji Cavalia, 4 in the half for Jaden Robinson. Bolton with 3, and Augusto Hausman with 2. Rounding up the Park scoring. For the Benedictine Ravens, what a great job. Jack Vanderwood, man, he's 4 out of 5. All of them are 3-point shots, and he's got a dozen to lead Benedictine. Next behind him is a bit of a drop as both Ahmad Lewis and Gino Corridori have 5, and it was 1 in the first half for Bryson LaRue and 1 in the first half for Braden Bell. All that said, Benedictine not getting off nearly as many shots as Park. I talk about those percentages nearly identical, but the difference being Ravens 8 of 21, Park 13 of 33 shots. And they're just getting a lot more looks. We'll see how Benedictine is able to turn it around in the second half. Taking a break here in Parkville, Missouri. We'll be back to break in the second half of the men's college game live here on Ken Radio. But right now with that intermission score, Pirates 39, Ravens 24. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. It's a Valentine's halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Valentine's Day as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball from on the road. It's there at Park, Missouri. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look airs from the Care Country studios, and it's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. It airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us to basketball, as we will be traveling to Effingham, Kansas. High school basketball is on the schedule with JCN at ACCHS. 6 p.m. is a scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime before 8. Saturday, we return to Benedictine basketball and at home as Benedictine Ravens play host to Grandview. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, starting with the women's scores.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have finals to report. It was Peru State over Graceland, 91-77. Clark topped Grandview, 93-78. Missouri Valley beat Central Methodist, 81-71. Mount Mercy handed a defeat to Culver Stockton, 56-42. And in the earlier game right here at Hot Country 93.7, Park beat the Ravens 63-50. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look at men's games in action at the half, it is Graceland trailing Peru State. Peru State's got 29 to Graceland men's 22. Central Methodist is up 2 points on Missouri Valley at 32-30. It is Mount Mercy trailing Culver Stockton, with Culver Stockton at 35 points to Mount Mercy's 33. Mid-America Nazarene is leading Baker 45-30 at the half, and Grandview's got a commanding lead on Clark 47-35 at the half. Right now in this game, we've got Park leading 39 to the Ravens 24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 32. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 48. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Lows level off around 29. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 55 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 52 out there with winds out of the south at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 51%. The dew point is at 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.87 inches of mercury. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Parkville, Missouri. Both clubs are back out of the court doing a little bit of warm-up, getting set for the second half as men's college basketball continues here on K-Radio. Happy to have you with us. Many thanks to Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, and halftime guru back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you very much. Well done, man, as always. Joseph, did I hear you say it's going to, like, the weather's going to go bad on us here toward the weekend? I don't need that. Nobody wants that, Joseph. Second half getting ready to get underway in for Benedict, and guys, kind of like the ladies, going to have themselves with an uphill, come-from-behind battle to take on. They're going to come away with a W here this evening on the road. Benedict and trailing at 39-24 to Park as we get set to go to the second half. For the Ravens, I'll tell you what, offense, a little hot, a little cold, but you got guys with no points that you expect to have points. As a matter of fact, the Benedictine starting five, 12 points, okay? 12 of their 24 points, half, have come from the starters. Ahmad Lewis, Gino Corridori with five apiece. Bryson LaRue with 1 point. Braden Bell with 1 point in the first half. The Ravens, the rest of the Ravens' points, all of the other 12, come off the hand of Jack Vanderwoody, where he's 4 out of 5, and all of those 3-point shots, Jack having a really, really strong game. 3 rebounds and all of that in only 10 minutes of the first half. So Jack having a really, really good outing for Benedictine. For Park, it's been the play, I mean, realistically, it's A.J. Watson getting half of his shots. 5 of 10, 3 of 5 from outside, perfect at the free throw line, 15 points for Watson in 17 minutes. So, there you go. Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half, and with that, we're back at it. Happy to have you along here. Tom Kautz with you, courtside, the Ravens in the Brecken Sports Arena here on the Park University campus, and as BC puts the ball in play, we're going to very quickly have a foul called on the Pirates, Jaden Robinson. It'll be his third foul of the ball game. And just seconds into the second half, the first foul of the second half by Park. BC on the inbound. The shot goes up by LaRue, and it's going to be rejected. Defender gets right up as he goes for the layup, and the shot blocked. And Looks like they may be letting them play here in the second half. On the other end, the Ravens block a shot. Benedictine back up the floor with it. Into the lane, the feet over to the left side. LaRue is all alone. It's a three. It is good. Bryson LaRue from outside. His fourth points of the ball game. And it's 39-27. Benedictine trying to by 15 at halftime. Well, they're back to within a dozen here. Puck dropping his shoulder. The big hook shot up the good for Hausman. It'll be his fourth point of the game. It is 41-27. BC back up the floor. The lob over to the right side. Ahmad feeds in the middle. Back over to the left. Belt for three. Give it to him. Braden Belt. And the Ravens coming out shooting. It's 41-30. With 18:50 to go in the opening or in the ball game. Plenty of time for Benedictine to mount a little bit of a comeback. Again, they're going to go to Hausman, beating the big guy. Oh, he puts a move on Gino and then throws up a wild shot. He tricked Gino into going the wrong way. Had a wide open hook shot from about 3 feet at the baseline and throws it way over the rim. Ravens coming up court with it. LaRue. Corey Dory underneath. Twist, turn, spin, shot blocked. No foul call. Taken back away by Park. Say what, they're letting him bang around a little bit underneath. And 18-18 to go. Here's a three. That's the feed. The layup is going to be up and good. And a plus one to foul Corridori. So the bucket belongs to Jaden Robinson. He's got a half a dozen. Corridori picking up a foul. It'll be his second and Benedictine's first of the second half. And Park coming to the free throw. Now we're going to see the Pirates take Josiah Barnes out. Doesn't look like he's very happy about exiting the game. Goes all the way down to the end of the bench. And I thought for a minute he was looking at the train here. The free throw here is up and good. So Jaden Robinson had four in the first half, has three already in the second half. It is 44-30 Park. Ravens putting the ball in play, and Park really pressing in the backcourt. Vigafa brings it up to Bell. Out on top, it's going to go to Ahmad Lewis. Right side, Braden. Feeds underneath. Ahmad, give him two, plus one, Ahmad Lewis. Nice job cutting it to the baseline. Slashed in, took the pass, and will come to the line. And he is fouled inside by Christian Bradford. Bradford picking up his first foul of the game. Team foul two. Free throw short. Won't go in. It's 44-32. Coming up court with the basketball. Here comes Park University. First to the left side and then to the right. Now back over to the left with it again. Park's going to work the ball over to the right side. Looking in the middle, it's going to be A.J. Watson. Feeds it back out on top. It's going to be Hausman. Works in front of the Park bench. 10 on the shot clock. Up top side with it is going to be Hudson. Hudson feeds it to Hausman, who stumbles and falls. And after they've taken that shot clock down to inside five, Pirates do not get a shot away. Corridori coming out of the ball game, and Vince Duca coming in for BC. 17 and a half to go in the ball game. Ravens with the ball down a dozen. Full court pressure by Park, and they have been relentless here today. BC's going to bring it up. Outlet, left side. The feed comes in the middle. The shot goes up by Ahmad, and we're going to get a blocking foul in the middle. And again, you get the flop. You get the, you heard probably in the background the yell, the loud guttural yell coming out of A.J. Watson as he tried to dupe the official into calling a charge, but the guy in stripes having none of it. It'll be foul number two on A.J. Watson. Team foul three for Park, and Benedictine putting it to play at their baseline. Comes into Braden Bell. Cuts across the lane. Head fake, no shot available. Comes out on top to Ezra. Vigafa goes into the lane. His shot's going to be rejected. Rebounding it down is Parker. We've seen a ton of block shots here tonight. 17 minutes ago in the guys' game. It's the 44-32 Park lead. Here in the heart of American Athletic Conference, a couple of teams battling here. You wouldn't think that these were both 7 and 13 clubs in the conference. Little hook shot going to go in, up the left hand, off the window, and good. Bradford gets his first points of the game. Park goes up 46-32, and we're going to get another foul on the inbound play. This is going to be the first foul for the Pirates Bolton. So Bolton picks up the personal foul. Kelvin is a 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. Ravens into the forecourt, 16 and a half to play. Still plenty of time for Benedictine. They need to begin to whittle into that Pirate lead. Down some 14 here. Here's Ahmad out on top. Belt goes three. Rims out, won't go. That thing was, looked like it was going to fall all the way down through the bottom, and then it kicked away with a little bit of spin on it. A.J. Watson brings it up the floor. Watson's been kind of a steady hand for this team. Little hook pass underneath to Augusto, and we can have a foul on Ben Saliar. With all the pushing and shoving that's been going on on the floor in the course of this game, didn't even see really any contact happening down there. So Duca will pick up his first foul and Benedictine's second team. We're 16 to go in the game. Park will lob it off on top. Gets it over there to Bolton. Now the three wedged. The three-point shot by A.J. Watson. Wide to the right side, jams in, and it'll be jump basketball, and it'll come back to Park. Just inside, 16 minutes left. See what they've added to this gym floor. Not just the big Pirate logo out there, which is kind of all right, but the autograph. You like the Rocky Lamar court at Mid-America? We've got a signature court here also, the Claude English court. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound, Bryson LaRue. Ravens are going to run. Flying up the court with it. It's going to be Belt underneath to Bense. Duca goes up with a shot. Can't hit it, but draws a foul. I think Bense didn't realize maybe just logistically where he was at in proximity to the basket, a little bit too far underneath as he spun around and went up with the shot that kind of clipped off the front of the rim as he went up with it, but he was able to draw the foul. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Christian Bradford. Both of them have come in the second half, and Bense's first free throw is up and in, and it is his first point tonight. Benedictine trying to get out 46-33. One more shot coming up for Duca. It is up and it is no good. Ravens going to rebound it down. Here's a three. No. And this time the ball is going to be batted around and it'll be recovered. A.J. Watson. Watson brings it up the floor. Loses it on the ground. Picked up by Jack. Ravens up the floor. Watson, he loves the drama of the game. And now the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. Watson likes the drama. He goes in the middle and he will get. He will try to draw the foul. We mentioned a moment ago, and he falls back with a loud groan that ultimately had to block. And that drip down the floor. He flops down again and lays on the floor as the other nine guys go to the other end, again trying to draw that foul. This officiating crew's been around a minute. They're not having any of that. Vanderwood, left side, feeds into the middle, and there's nothing but white jerseys in there. I'm not really sure where Jack was going to go with that one. Here's a give and go, and the shot's going to be stripped away. What a great job by Benedictine and Bryson LaRue. Coming up with the block. LaRue goes in, goes up, off the window, got it. LaRue, the bucket in, plus one. So Bryson, who had 1 point in the first half, has picked up five already here in the second. Got an opportunity to add one more. We're at 14:51 to go in the ball game. Benedictine battling back in this thing. They can cut it to a 10-point game with this free throw. LaRue sends it in. It is now 46-36. Ravens are going to take Ahmad Lewis out of the game, and as BC is making some substitutions, we've got a timeout being called over here by head coach Jason Klein of Park. So, tell you what, Joseph, let's enjoy the timeout. What do you say? Break of the action, 14:51 to go in this men's college basketball game here on K-Radio. Where's the Park University Pirates, 46, Benedictine 35.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Scoreboard's wrong here. It's Claude English Court in Parkville, Missouri. It says 46-35. It is 46-36. I think Coach Peer has maybe detected it. Isn't that score wrong? Isn't it 46-36? Okay. Park coming up court with a basketball. I keep a running score. I got 46-36, but we'll see. They got 46-36 on the stream over here. Park with the basketball, takes it over to the left side. We'll drive down to the baseline. The little shot lobbed back out on top. Drive down to the baseline, right just off the block. Looking in. Rotates, comes back off on top. Three-pointer from the top of the keys. In and out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Corridori. Here comes Benedictin. LaRue brings it into the forecourt, taking it down the left side. Bryson has it on top, starts left, backs away. Kicks it out to Ezra. Vigoffa, two steps above the right elbow. Kicks it right, backing in. It's going to be Hall. Anthony's pass batted away, and it's on the floor. Ravens are going to save it back. Now it's knocked away again. Saved again by Anthony. The Park defense is relentless. Hall out on top. Vanderwood launches the ball. Three, no. Shot, rebounded back down. Ezra has it. Kicks it out on top. LaRue gets the three. And again, I think the scoreboard is wrong. Bryson LaRue hits that three, and it should be now 46-39. 13:30 to go. Back over to the right side. See, I think that's right. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound, Ezra. Raymond's coming up with a basketball. 13:20 to go. Here's a three. Won't go for LaRue. Rebound underneath Hall. Topside Ezra. He almost goes three. They'll feed inside Gino. Head fake. Shoots and scores. Corridori for two. His seventh point of the game, and the Ravens coming back. And we have a timeout, Pirates. We're taking a break with Park as the Ravens have roared back to cut the gap to six with 13:04 to go in the game. It is, or to cut the gap to six. It is. Park 46, Benedictine 40.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, now they have changed the streaming score to match the scoreboard score, which I still think is not right. I believe it's 46-41, but they've got a 46-40. And I'm looking around on the sideline to see if anybody's got a scorebook. And I'm not sure that anyone has. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. 13:04 to go in the ball game. Again, the scoreboard says it's 46-40, Park in front. And here comes the Pirate offense coming out of the timeout. Up the floor to basketball, that's going to be A.J. Watson. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Bradford. The shot from the top is three for Park. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Corridori. The feed. Right side. The shot up. No. Anthony Hall missed a golden opportunity to help his team and could not get that thing to go in. Back up with the Pirates. 12 and a half to go in the game. Park will launch it off on top. It's going to be A.J. Watson to the one-hand push pass over to Bolton. They're going to run motion. Now the feet in the middle, and we're going to have the Ravens printing. Somebody reached around. They're going to call Ezra. Yep. They're going to call Vigafa for the personal foul. It'll be his second foul of the ball game, and it'll be Benedict and team foul three of the second half. Ravens are going to be in the bonus for the rest of the game. Park has committed six fouls already. And in is going to come for the Pirates. Top side, back over to the baseline left, falling away. Long two is airborne, no good. Rebound, Vanderwood. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball, and again, we're going to go with the scoreboard because that's how they're going to call it, is nobody else is keeping track. It is 46-40. Driving in, look away pass underneath to Gino, changes directions, up, and that's another two for Corridori. Gino's got nine now. And it's 46-42 with 11:50 to go. Feed underneath. Shot's no good. And, of course, you're going to find A.J. Watson lying on the floor. With 11:47 to play. The foul is going to be Bryson LaRue's second of the game. And coming to the line is A.J. Watson. He had a huge 15-point first half. He's done nothing in the second half. We're over 8 minutes in. No points for A.J. We're going to get Duca checking in after the first free throw here. First shot. There it is. He's on the board in the second half. Duca comes in, and Corridori going to get a breather. Ravens are also going to put Belt in the game. And the Ravens are also going to bring Ahmad back into the game. So when this is all said and done, left side of the lane for Benedictine is going to be Anthony Hall and Ahmad Lewis. Right side is going to be Braden Belt. And who's down there at the baseline? Oh, Vince Duca. And rounding it out for BC, you've got Bryson LaRue. Missed free throw. Ravens are going to board it down. Here comes Ahmad into the forecourt. Skips it over to the left side. And they call 10. Wow, that was fast. So BC unable to break the pressure. We're at 11:36 to go. And for Park, the ball is going to come in play all the way down in front of Coach Klein. Pirates have the ball, and a new guy in the game for Park is going to be Eli Habekhorst. We saw him a little bit in the first half. The ball's loose on the floor. Park's going to recover it and bring it back out on top. 11:20 to go in the ball game. It is a 47-42 Park lead. They're up five. Dropping a shoulder. Hausman, long cross-court pass. Habekhorst back over to the left side. Watson, he will drive in, goes in. Three steps later, shot is in and out. No good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Now another Park flop, and love it. And Ravens go come into the forecourt. Way out top side with it. You're going to find Ahmad Lewis. They'll feed it over to the left. Back out on top. Little head fake by Hall. Now he'll go three. New rebound. Park off the floor. Here comes Bolton. Left side. Watson. Shot block. Watson again. Falls to the floor. You see those basketball players that feel like they make people think they work hard by laying on the floor a lot. Here's a baseline shot for Benedictine. No good. Rebounding it back down is Park. Now we're just running up and down the court. 10.5 to go in the game. Park with the basketball, leading it by only five. Around to the top side with it. Habekhorst gets it over to Bolton. They'll swing it up way up high now to Hausman. The feet underneath. Augusto will cross over and lay it in. Hausman with a half a dozen points. Park goes up now. 49-42, and we are at 10 minutes. We can expect our media break. As BC gets it across the timeline, where do we have? We got an official stop at the play at 9:57. I don't know if there was a foul or what. We do have a foul, and we're going to take a break. Time out of the court, Joseph. 9:57 to go in this men's college game. It is Park 49, Benedictine 42.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Park leading with 9:57 to go in the ballgame. Welcome back here to the Bracken Sports Arena on the campus of Park University, Parkville, Missouri. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here tomorrow night. Sports Look, a regular Thursday night edition. You'll have all the things going on in and around the Care listening area. Coming right after the Care Radio Evening Report featuring Brian Hagan. So, you know, 5:50, 5:20 or something like that. Friday night, it'll be high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. JC in Valley Falls. And then Saturday, the Benedictine Ravens right back at it. We'll have them from the Nolan Gym. It'll be one of your last two opportunities this season to watch Benedictine at home. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens are going to come to the free throw line, and stepping up there is going to be Anthony Hall. He's there for the one and one, looking for his first point of the game. He cannot hit it. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Park. Anthony's had a couple of good opportunities to try to get on the board. He's 0 for 3 from the floor, 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Getting a lot of PT today. Anthony with 13 minutes already, but no points to show for it. 9:40 to go in the game. Here's Hausman trying to back in. Good defense. Ravens, little zone they've got going on. Now out on top, all alone. Here's a three, missing badly. And the long rebound is so long, it's going to bounce way out on top. Park's going to have it back. Here's a three off the screen, way off the mark. And again, Park comes down with the basketball. Benedictine doing nothing with on the rebounding side. Coach Moody trying to give his team a little encouragement. We're down to 9:20 to go in the game. Pirates have it up top side. Shot clock back down to 7. The kick to the right. The step inside. Opposite travel. No foul called. Here's a shot up. Partially deflected. Rebound, Benedictine. Are they going to call a shot clock violation? I thought there was going to be a... I thought the Ravens had come down with a loose basketball and should have been able to expedite the ball up the forecourt, but the official's going to call it a shot clock violation, and it's going to go back to Benedictine, but they will have to inbound it. We're at 8:50 to go in the game. Ahmad Lewis brings it across to the center. Comes up on top, plays off the screen, back over to the right side. 8:40 to go. Vanderwood underneath. Vince Duca off the Vanderwoody. Assist. Duca makes it 49-44. And we've got 8.5 to go. Ravens continue to be right in this, and Park hasn't scored in a little bit. They'll drive down the right side here, put up a runner, and it's going to go up and good. It's going to be Bolton picking up his fifth point of the game. 51-44 Park. The feet underneath again. Duca off the glass and good for two more. 51-46 at 8 minutes to go. Around to the left side, Pirates with a basketball. Now they're going to go back to motion. There's nothing better than a good sixth grade offense when you just kind of want to settle yourself down maybe a little bit. Don't do anything too complicated. Doesn't take a whole lot of thinking about it. Here's a drive down to the baseline left, off the block, air ball, tipped up, no good. Rebound, Vanderbooty, here comes Benedictine. Ravens coming down with the basketball. Now we got a stoppage of play. We got a Raven crumpled up down deep in the backcourt, and the official is going to go down and take a look at him, and are we going to stop the game and stop play? What's going to happen is he is still bent over, and I don't know. It is Ahmad Lewis. Are we going to get a trainer down there? What are we going to have? It Are they going to let him stay in the game now after all of that? They are. Ahmad was doubled over, hands on his knees, all that time, standing right on the baseline, facing out of play. And the official comes out, thumbs up, and so Ahmad's going to stay in. Here comes Benedictine, and now Lewis brings it up the floor himself, following the lead block of Duca. Ravens on offense, 7:20 to go in the ball game, and they are only trailing by five. Here's Jack, over to the right side to Braden. Bell, top side, Ahmad, back again to Jack. Shot clock down to eight. Jack gets pushed and bumped and shoved, and there's going to be the foul call. Whistle's going to be on Josiah Barnes. And for Benedictine, free throws again. It'll be the first out of the game for Barnes, but for the Ravens right now, more importantly, is that is team foul eight. For the Pirates, coming to the free throw line, Benedictine, Jack Vanderwood, 1-1. He has not scored yet in the second half, and that free throw will not go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Hausman. So the Ravens not able to capitalize on a free throw opportunity, and we're down to 7 minutes to play. Park with the basketball, leading it by five, 51-46. They have led in this game by as many as 15. That was their halftime advantage. The feed over to the left block. The shot is up and off the window and good and a plus one. So for Park, that was a big possession, and Christian Bradford was able to hit it off the window, and as it comes down, has contact with Ahmad Lewis, and Ahmad will be called for his third foul tonight. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Bradford looking for the conventional three. Left-handed shot, no. Rebound Ravens. So here comes Benedictine trying to go by seven. Little skip pass up the floor. Belt in some trouble, needing some help. And again, a big collision. Lots of contact. And finally, we're going to get a foul called. And again, hands on hips, eyes to the sky. DeMarcus Hudson's like, I can't believe you called that foul. When, in fact, there was considerable contact near midcourt. Then Jack Vanderwood sprawling. 6.5 to go in the game, and Vanderbilt back at the free throw line where a good, good shooter, he did in fact miss that one a moment ago and is still looking for his first second half point. Vincent coming out of the ballgame. He had a good stint in there. They're going to bring Corey Torrey back in. He is the better offensive player. The free throw is up and again failed by Jack. 0-for-2, front half of 1-1. That is a 4 points missed, and the Ravens trail 53-46. Here's Park again, running the motion offense, going from corner around the top to the other wing or elbow, and then dribble it back around the horn to kick it into Hausman, back out on top, back into Hausman, back on top. Here's the three, set sail and scored. 3-point shot going to be thrown down by Josiah Barnes. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Booty calling a timeout. Benedictine taking a break. 6:08 to go in the game. Park up 10. It is Pirates 56, Ravens 46.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO or a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talent a dollar. Try this new BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Six away to go in the ball game, and it is a 56-46 lead. And now you got Coach Klein out on the floor, stopping the game, talking to the official, and he's kind of nose-to-nose with him. And now he's out, way out on the floor as he's coaching his team. And the Ravens put it into the backcourt again against some very intense full-court pressure. Ezra brings it into the forecourt. Larry Parker, Vanderbilt. 5:55 to go in the game. Jack down the right side, gets to Parker, back out on top to Gino. CC, little seesaw dribble. The lob underneath for Gino. That was a terrible pass, and a pass rejected by Park, and the Ravens will waste another possession with 5.5 to go, down 10. Can Ella afford to waste those kind of possessions in a game this close, the game that you're trying to battle back and have a real, real legitimate opportunity to do that. And again, Park runs the motion. First left, then right, left, back to the right. Now they come out on top. It looked like a travel by Watson. He was trying to start into the lane. Turns, twists, shoots from 17 at the buzzer. It's no good. By Goffa rebounds it down, and Ravens are bringing up the court. Benedictine into the forecourt. Vanderwoot down the right side again. Jack still looking for a point in the second half after a very nice first half. Here's Mike Goffa with it. Inside, 5 to go. Parker with the basketball near the center circle. Way out at the top. Back on the right side to Jack. The three misses. Rebound. Ezra had it. Vanderwoot dives for it. And they're going to say it's going to be Raven basketball. And Benedictine could have been in a trio of substitutions. Jack is going to come out. Ezra's out. Larry's out. And for Benedictine, you're going to have Gino Corridori, Braden Belch, Bryson LaRue. You've got Ahmad Lewis, and the ball being put in play by Anthony Hall. Anthony's got a ton of playing time. No points tonight to show for it. Here's a running shot. Ahmad spins and puts it off the window and good. He's got 9. And it's 56-48. We've got 4:20 to go. And again, if Park can continue to stretch these possessions, you notice they're taking shots in the last, not in the last 10, but in the last 4 or 5 seconds of a shot clock. Trying to limit the Benedictine possessions. Here's Hausman, comes out on top. Now they're going to step inside and drop with the basketball. And again, the three-point shot was set to be put up by Josiah Barnes. Nice defensive job by Anthony Hall coming up, getting in front of him. Barnes pulls it back down, tries to step inside, but one step too many, and the Ravens are going to get it back. BC will feed it to Hall. He passes up a chance at a shot. Confidence probably not what it needs to be. Out on top. Here's LaRue. He'll go to the left side, lose the handle, saved underneath by Ahmad. He's got all confidence in the world, puts a shot up that won't go in, but draws a foul and coming to the line. Going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad, at the end of the day, he's going to be one very tired, sore guy. He's been battered around, taking a lot of contact all night long. His is going to be the third foul of the night for Parks, A.J. Watson. 56-48, Ravens trailing with 3:46 to go. And at the free throw line, Ahmad Lewis, who is 1 of 2 at the line tonight with 9 points. This free throw no good, and Benedictine at the free throw line just having a hard time here in the second half. They are 2 of 8 at the free throw line in the second half, and 3 of those were missed front halves of 1 and 1. So now the second free throw will be good, and it is 56-49 with 3:40 to go. Still plenty of possessions for Benedictine. And again, Park back to the motion. I wonder how much these guys must practice that. They run it really well. Now down to the baseline. Shot clock at 7. And Gino's going to steal the pass away. Here comes Benedictine. They have the shot clock already down to 7. Belt will go into the middle, and we're going to get a blocking foul. He did not hit the driving layup, but going to come to the free throw line. And another foul by DeMarcus Hudson. Going to be 3 on DeMarcus. That is now going to put Benedictine into the double bonus as the Ravens failed on every 1-and-1 front shot here in the second half. First free throw is good. And Braden Belt is now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Had 1 point in the first half. He has hit a 3 in the second, so he is at 5 points tonight. And again, Benedictine likes to see their opponents stay low scoring. Well, they're getting exactly defensively what they want. Second free throw is also good for Belt. but they're just not getting any points on the board. Now we're going to get Cora Dory back out of the game. Vince Duca comes back in. It is 56-51. 3:15 to go. Ravens continue to battle back in this one with plenty of time left. Park up the floor. Then it's going to be A.J. Watson. Comes out on top. Hausman. Back over to the right side is Hudson. For Hausman. Knocked away. Ravens steal it. Here comes Benedictine. Outlet. Up the floor. Duca. Knocked to the ground. The running shot. Rolls around and good. And the bucket is going to be good for Anthony Hall. Give him his first points of the game. And we've got a Park player down, but A.J. Watson, but he's on the floor most of the time, so I'm never sure if he's really banged up or not. See, he gets up, and he's going to walk off the floor. He will be back in 35 seconds. They're going to take him out of the game because he laid out there long enough to force that, and Christian Bradford is going to come back in. We've got 2 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the ballgame, and Benedictine now is back to within three. It is 56-53. With 2:51 to go. Bradford will bring it up the floor. Kick it out on top. Hausman. One-handed push pass open to the right side. Knifing into the lane. Beautiful shot. It's in and out. No good. Hausman rebounds. Blocked by Duca. Rebound Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. BC with the basketball. Trying to get by three. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Ahmad. Lewis. Top side. Kicks it over to the right to Belt. Now out on top to Bench. Back to Braden. Little hand fake will drive baseline. Kicks it off on top. Ahmad over to the left side. It's going to be Hall. Anthony heads baseline again. Nearly batted away. Cuts into the lane. Dumps it over. Belt. Falling away. Three. Got it! The Ravens have tied the game. I got to look and make sure they're giving him the right number of points. The falling away three-point shot is going to be up and good. Braden Belt. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We're starting over with 2:10 to go. The score. Benedictine 56. Park 56.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Happy to have you back with us here in Parkville, Missouri at the Breckton Sports Arena on the campus of Park University, where with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the ballgame, Benedictine, who has trailed in this one by as many as 15 at halftime, has battled back to tie it up even at 56. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here courtside. And Ravens hitting that shot. It's Tuesday. Park timeout. And Benedictine on the court with Hall and Duca and Belt, Lewis, and LaRue. Park with the basketball. They'll work it around and again go back to that motion offense. It's been good for him. Here's Bolton with it. Feeds over. Hausman gets doubled up. Comes out on top. They'll dump it to the right side. 14 on the shot clock. Lots of time. They've been running it down to inside 10. Hausman turns, shoots off the way to a no good. Followed up and in. Nice putback. Christian Bradford's got six. And the Ravens are back down by a pair at 58-56 with a minute 40 to go. BC up the floor. Ahmad goes to the left side. Tries to start in. Brings it back to the right. Dances into the lane. Changes hands. Up and in. Ahmad Lewis for two. Ahmad has been spectacular. Tied again at 58. We're at a minute 23 to go. Park will take it right side. Way outside with it is going to be Habegors. Swings it around on top. It's going to be Hudson. Back over to the left side to Bolton. Bolton snipes into the lane. Dumps it to the right side. Big guy all alone. Easy three from deep in the right corner. Give that bucket to Eli Harbert Horace's first points of the game, and we got a timeout. Taking a break with a minute 6 to go in the ball game. It's going to be a fun finish. Park 61, Benedictine 58.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What a tremendous comeback effort we've seen from Benedictine here tonight. If we're down to a minute 6 to go in the game, they find themselves trailing by 3, 61-58. Welcome back, everybody. Braven fans on their feet, and I'm going to tell you, many more Benedictine fans than Park fans here in the Brecken Sports Complex here tonight. Park is back out on the floor, and I'm very happy to see A.J. Watson. Looks like he's okay, and the young man has been able to get himself squared away and back out on the floor. It's going to be A.J. Watson with Robinson, Bradford, Hudson, and Bolton for Benedictine. We've got the ball being put in play by Ahmad Lewis. You've got LaRue and Belch. You've got Corridori and Vanderwood. And again, as they have done all night, Park is going to be putting the full court pressure on Benedictine. Watson will push in the back of Belch. Belch will take the inbound. Comes to Ahmad. Lewis with it in the backcourt. Ravens have had trouble getting it up the floor all night. And here they go. Across the timeline, taking it down the left side. It's going to be Bryson LaRue out on top to Ahmad Lewis. 50 seconds to go in the game. Benedictine with a basketball, but they trail by 3. Ahmad with it. He will accelerate down to the baseline left. Brings it back out on top to Gino. Ahmad, shot clock to 7. Ahmad feeds it back to Gino. Shot clock at 5. At 4. Gino gets bogged. They got to take a shot at the buzzer. Corridori for 2. They are going to ask for the immediate review. Coach Moody saying, wait a minute, is that not going to count? They're saying immediate review. I fully believe there were a couple of tenths of a second left when Gino cut loose with that shot. Now the officials are going to huddle up. They're going to talk about it, and we're going to see if they've got video information that is going to allow them to make this call. 34 seconds to play. Checking back into the ballgame for Benedictine is going to come Anthony Hall. Fishers are going to look. Was it off the hand? And the Ravens certainly took a lot of time. And it was getting right down to a very fine, fine edge. But again, was it out of his hand? And I genuinely believe that it was. They're replaying it back and forth. Yeah, the officials talking to the replay guy down at the scorer's table. And it's going to be interesting to see. Sportsbook tomorrow night, high school basketball Friday night, Ravens back in the Nolan Saturday afternoon. So you get to see BC at home on Saturday. And again, after tonight, only 3 games left for the Ravens. The official's going to take some time. I suspect they want to get this right. This is a big call. And a late going of a close game. Now they're going to talk about it. I would think that you wouldn't have to talk about it. Either it was good or it wasn't good. Now they're going to go back and look at it again. Either it's out of his hand or it's not out of his hand. It's as simple as that. So, gentlemen, what are we going to have? The basket is good. The game clock is at 34.6. The shot clock is at 30. So for Benedictine, do you go for the steal? Do you commit a foul? What are you going to do here? Leading, trailing by 1, Benedictine. Going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound. And immediately, there's going to be the foul. And they're going to foul a pretty good shooter as they're going to be sending. Oh, wait, that's not going to be sending anybody. That's only team foul five. Okay, LaRue's going to pick up his third foul with that as they're chasing. But that is going to be Raven team foul five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She has team foul six. Again, the score is wrong. There, now they put it up six. The guy with the book and the guy with the scoreboard have struggled mightily all night long, and now they get that fixed. Coach Moody went up and made him repair it. Pressure by Benedict in the backcourt, and the ball is nearly knocked away, but Park is able to get it down the floor. Long cross court's going to come out on top. And finally, a foul is going to be committed by Braden Bell. It will be team foul seven. And coming to the free throw line for the Pirates, that's going to be Bolton. He's got 5 points tonight. We have not seen him attempt a free throw. Bolton is a recent addition to this team out of Port Scott Community College. The free throw clanks off, no good. Rebound, Benedictson. Raymond's with the basketball. Coach says get it to midcourt, take it in timeout. Here we go. We're taking a break for the final possession of the game. Timeout shows up 18 seconds ago. Raymond will be putting it in play. It is Park 61, Benedictson 60.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good to have you back with us here in Parkville, Missouri. Here's the thing. You like a fun finish? You like an exciting one? You like the drama? You like it coming right down to the final moment of the ball game? Well, you have got what you wanted here tonight. 61-60, Park with the lead. Benedictine with the basketball. They'll be putting in play in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. 18 seconds ago, the shot clock is off. For the Ravens, it's simple as this. You get a shot, you score, you win. If you're Park, you're looking out on the court, and you're just saying, okay, guys, how are we going to defend this? Very happy to see the miraculous recovery out there for Park and for A.J. Watson. Didn't even seem to be hurting anymore, so that's nice. How's Park going to defend this? They're going to commit a foul and put the Ravens at the free throw line. Do they have a person they want to see touch the ball, and that is who they would foul? Ravens have some good shooters out there. Here we go. Benedictine putting it into play. It'll go into the backcourt, and Ahmad is going to corral it. Brings it up across the timeline at 15. Working in front of Watson. Gino topside with 11. Kicks it back out on top to LaRue. Kicks it into the corner. Ravens throw it away. So Benedictine's going to turn it over. Park's going to come down the floor with it. And a falling away shot's going to be waved off with 3 seconds left. The Ravens needed to commit a quick foul because now a couple of free throws and Benedictine is going to be able to come to the line or be able to put the ball in play within three. Coming to the line for Park, it's going to be Jaden Robinson. 4 points in the first half, 3 points in the second half. He is one of the free throw line tonight. Stepping up there, Robinson. Big guy's going to take his time, eye it up, look it over, send it up, and missed it. Rebound, Corey Dory. Benedictine gets a timeout. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. And let me see, is a short one or long timeout? And where's the ball going to be put in play? It's going to be put in play from deep in the backcourt in the middle of the side. See, and this is unlike the ladies' game again. Full timeout. We're taking a break. Taking a break, Joseph. Here's the story. 2.5 seconds ago in the game. Park 61, Benedictine 60.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, for the Ravens, it's going to be interesting to see how they get it in, where they put the ball, how close they can get a shot, and who's going to launch this. It'll be put in play by Anthony Hall. You've got LaRue, Belt, Lewis, and Corridori, and they are strung out from end to end. Corridori's under the goal. BC launches it to the other end of the floor. Corridori for three. It's a buzzer. It's off the mark. Park wins it. Final score, Pirates 61, Benedictine 60. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in Parkville, Missouri, where the Pirates tonight sweep Benedictine and in a second game that came right down to the wire. It was a 61-60 Pirate win. Recapping the scoring for you. How about for Park and A.J. Watson, 16 points tonight, 15 of them in the first half. Notched one big one in the second half, and that might have been the difference in the game tonight. Josiah Barnes with 13. So two Park players in double-figure scoring. Following them, relatively balanced with Jaden Robinson contributing 7, half a dozen apiece for both Christian Bradford and Augusto Hausman. Kaka Kavalia with 5 also. Kelvin Bolton with 5 tonight, and 3 in the ball game for Eli Habighorst. For the Benedictine Ravens, a couple of guys tied for high-scoring honors as it was both Ahmad Lewis and Jack Vanderwood with a dozen. 10 tonight for Bryson LaRue. It was a 9-point game for Braden Belt. Oh, don't forget Gino Corridori down here with 11. Gino, 11 points for Benedictine tonight. 5 tonight for the Ravens, Bense Duca. And I thought he came in and did a really nice job. Anthony Hall with two for BC. You look at the numbers, you look at the stats, and for the Ravens, here's the deal. Park getting away. Just so many more shots. The Ravens began to hit as the game wore on, and later in the game, they were doing a great job and missing some early. Park hitting only 36% of those shots, but 22 of 61. Okay, 61. Benedictine, 22 of 47. 3-point shots. The Ravens hit 8 of 22. Park hits 8 of 25. So the Ravens hit 22 field goals. Park hits 22. Ravens hit 8 threes. Park hits 8 threes. The difference at the free throw line, where Park went 9 of 13, 69%. Not a phenomenal number. But Benedictine was 8 of 18. Okay, that is 44% at the free throw line. The most difficult part of that was, three of those missed free throws were in the second half, front ends of one and ones. The Ravens, you get 3 1 and ones. Your fouls number 7, 8, 9. Ravens missed the front half of one and ones on every one of those, and you hit the first one and then maybe the second, and there's a 6-point swing right there. So certainly I would suspect the coach would be a little frustrated with the free throws tonight. Turnovers, Ravens committed probably too many of them, 15 to Park's 10. Park turned those Benedictine 15 turnovers into 12 points tonight. It was the Pirates out-rebounding Benedictine by a 39-33 margin and 15 offensive rebounds. That is a really high relative number, 15 offensive rebounds out of 39. Second chance points, Park 12 to 8 over Benedictine. Bench points identical. Each team's bench knocking in 19 in the ball game tonight. Looking to see any other ones. Assists pretty much tied. That's assists a hard one for me. Is sometimes it's kind of relative depending on who's deciding all that. But that all said and done for the Ravens, heartbreaking loss here this evening. But you gotta like the way this team battled. I'm waiting for Coach to come up and have a chat with us. And Benedictine, as always, through this course of this year, has never thrown in the towel. They don't do that. They did not tonight. Found themselves down 15 at halftime and still just stuck with it, still battling tough. And, in fact, scoring field goals 5 of their last 6 possessions, just missing on that very final one. Uh-oh, Coach is coming up here. If he can get here, I don't know. Hold on. Let's see what he can do here. Hey, Coach, you look like Spider-Man coming up that thing. I don't know. You got to be careful there. We don't want anything untoward to happen to you up here. Hey, am I? No. There. Is that better?
That's better.
Is that better?
I can hear us both.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Ravens with us. And Coach, these guys don't quit. There's not an inch of give up in them at any point. And that last play down the court, I loved it.
Yeah, I just told them, like, I wish something good would happen to this group because of the way they've played all year and the way they've grinded and fought through injury and fought through all kinds of stuff. And we were so tough tonight. I mean, that first half, nothing went right. We couldn't score. We couldn't stop Watson. Like, nothing went right. And we came out in the second half and held them to 20 points and found a way to get the lead at 1 point. And then, you know, the last play where 22 for them hits the three, that's the one guy we wanted to take that shot on the floor. That's the guy. That's the guy. And, you know, he give him credit. He stepped up and he made a shot. That he doesn't even want to shoot. You can see it on film. He doesn't even want to shoot. But tonight he made a play, and I give him credit for it. But then we execute, you know, we try to get Bryson downhill, and unfortunately we turn it over there, and then the last play we get a stop again, or we foul and they miss, get Gino a look in the middle of the floor. I mean, this group hasn't gone anywhere. They're battling. We had 11 turnovers at the half, only turned it over 4 times against that press in the second half. They just do everything right, and I felt like tonight we were the tougher team. We didn't make free throws. You know, I mean, you got to make free throws on the road. We missed 10, and 3 of those were front ends in the second half where we were already in the bonus. I complain about it all the time that we're not on the bonus, and we were actually there, and we just didn't finish the job. So if there's one thing that, you know, I guess all of us are disappointed in, it's the free throw line. I think you make free throws tonight, you win this game.
You got a lot of guys that contributed. I mean, some guys get in a little bit. You had some of them that were in the game more tonight. Jack is getting just more and more playing time, and, you know, he gives you some double figures. And I saw Vince come out there. I thought that he'd give you some quality minutes. Larry's getting more and more time. And we saw Anthony out there a lot tonight.
Yeah, Anthony's had some really, really good practices the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And he brings a ton of energy. You could see it. He had a block shot. He gets back in transition and gets a tip. And then we get a steal. I mean, he does all the little things and brings a ton of energy. And, you know, the guys that are fighting for those minutes like he is need to do the same thing. And Anthony was the guy tonight. He proved it in practice, and he'll get a shot on Saturday because, like, that kid just plays really, really hard. Vince, you know, next man up. You know, Hagen's out. Preston's out. Decided to go with Vince tonight instead of Noah, and Vince performed. It's a good matchup for Vince against number 32 for them, Houseman. Vince is, like, the strongest human I've been around, and he's a house. You can't move him, and he sets great screens. And tonight he did a good job of catching and finishing around the rim, so – you know, disappointed. I just wish we could have pulled it off for this group. They play so hard. I just told them in there, Tom, like, it stinks for Ahmad, Braden, and Zach, because this group's getting better, and they're learning how to win in this league. And you know, we got a couple games left, so it's not like we're done or anything, but we're getting better. And all of this is going to help us down the road. All this experience. Pense, freshman. Jack, freshman. Larry, freshman. Anthony, sophomore. Bryson, sophomore. Like, we got a bunch of babies out there, and they're learning how to play, and they're learning how to be in tough games. So I think there's some positives we can take away. We just needed to make some free throws.
And fans need to come out because, again, the season is drawing short. Not, like you said, not over, but you can kind of see the end of that tunnel coming up with, what, three games left and two of them at home.
Yeah, two at home. This Saturday, senior day. Like I just said, Ahmad, Braden, and Zach, all five-year guys in our program or five-year guys in college. I guess Ahmad was a four-year guy. I've all made connections in town, both at BC and in the community, and we'd love to see people come out and honor them. I know their senior year hasn't been what they wanted, but those guys, man, they show up every single day. They have since the first day they were here, worked really, really hard. Gotten to a point where they're teaching our younger guys now. Like, you should see them in there picking those young guys up. And I hope people come out to senior day. It's a 12 and noon start. The girls start at noon. We start at 2. We got Mount Mercy at home. Winnable ball game. They all are. And we're excited to play again. This group is not quitting. We'll be ready on Saturday.
Real quick, again, the seniors. People love these guys, okay, because they're great guys. Their teammates obviously love them, and they bring fans to the game, and people just come to watch them. And, you know, I'm thrilled to see them out there. They're great guys.
I mean, the whole group is great guys. And but those seniors, you know, with their longevity in the program and being in our community, have definitely built bonds. And I think that, you know, the more we can get out there, the better. This Saturday at 2 o'clock, I know they'll appreciate it, and we appreciate everything they've done for us. So we'll have one more at home the following Wednesday. So we got two home games left, Saturday, Wednesday. Let's see what we can do here. See if we can go grind out a couple at the end and have a little fun.
Coach, see you in Nolan Saturday, too.
Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Tough road loss tonight against a nice Park team. BC dropping it by one. Hey, want to thank you for having me join us tonight again. Tomorrow night, Sports Look right after the Care Radio Evening Report, about 5:15, 5:20, when Brian gets done getting you all up to date. Then Friday night, we'll have high school basketball in EKL, Valley Falls JCN. Saturday, the Ravens, Mount Mercy, noon for the ladies, and 2 for the guys up in the Nolan Senior Day. Come on up. I want to thank you for having me join us here this evening. Have a great day next time for our man Joseph, producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts here in Parkville, Missouri, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.